You're listening to the Penrith Perception Podcast, where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. We're your hosts, Shamila
and Ree, and in today's episode, you'll be hearing from us as we're on the ground for Multicultural Day.
Let's get into it. Okay, guys, so just for some context, a lot of you guys might have seen me on site, but I was really stressing with the Bangladeshi store. So it was honestly just Ree who was actually on site on the day, frantically running back and forth between people, between stores and performances. And she was just getting all the scoop that we love to hear. So yeah, really kudos to her because that's tough work. So yeah, Ree, who do we have first and what else did you do?
First off, kudos to you for the Bangladeshi store because that was an icon. I loved it. But yeah, first off, we have just seeing all the stalls set up. And yeah, seeing them set up for recess was honestly an experience because it was so cool seeing the behind the scenes of all the delicious food we get to have each and every multicultural day. Like, I loved it. So let's get into that.
Hey, Arushi. What are you doing right now?
Hi, Ruth. So right now we're just setting up the Japanese store and we're currently organizing the dango and we're putting into their floats.
Oh, cool. So what foods are you guys offering here?
So as I mentioned, we've got the dango and we've also got strawberry sandos, onigiri and cream soda, and we're also doing ice matcha.
Cool. This sounds so good. I can't wait until recess starts and I can actually buy the food. Hey, Rian, I hear you're with the Filipino store.
Yes, right now I'm doing the skewers and the bicho bicho.
Ooh, that sounds so good. So what other foods are you guys selling over here?
We sell skewers, pork skewers and rice, and puto, and ice candy.
Can I just ask what you guys are doing at the moment, like in terms of setting up?
Right now we're just getting everything like in place and order so that when people order in line, it's like very organized.
Right, because it's recess starts in about, 10 minutes now? So are you excited? Are you looking forward to the rush?
Yes, it's so exciting seeing everyone in their cultural clothing and their foods.
Cool, thank you. Okay, so honestly, the stalls were a big hit and I loved seeing the behind the scenes and I love eating.
Right.
Yeah. But let's get some insider scoop from Shamila, who was actually running the Bangladeshi stall amongst very talented others.
Yeah, so obviously it was a stressful day, guys. I've done this before, but back then I was just helping out. I wasn't actually a leader of a stall, so this was my first year being a leader. And you know, like last year, my dad comes in and helps me with the big bags, and it's so funny. And we go up to the kitchens, you know, this is my first time actually cooking the food in the kitchen, so I was cutting up all the vegetables.
First time her cooking, period.
Okay, no, it was so scary. I think I didn't really know what I was doing. At some point I was really like stressed out that I started cleaning like this one mess with like a tea towel, and I was like, oh wow. And when I realized is when Miss Battistella saw me, and it was just like, oh miss, let me explain. But yeah, so easy to say, we were all frantically just like stressed, but that was really the beginning part of the day. I think, you know, near the end, seeing everyone like being so excited to eat the food, excited to like see the new menu, like we had acai in our menu and that was like controversial being a Bangladeshi store, but no, it was really nice to see all of like the positive support, and I think that made it worth it, you know, just feeling like I was doing something good and like people were happy. What did it seem like to you from an observational point of view?
Honestly, you guys seemed like really, you guys looked like you were having a very fun time.
Did you see me yelling at Zarif?
I didn't fancy you yelling at Zarif, but honestly, I can't blame you because when I had to interview him, I also ended up yelling at him. Zarif, shout out. But
no, shout out. He deserved it. He worked hard. Yeah, no, but you know, because of this, I really did not get to eat as much as I wish I could have. We were kind of just like eating our like stall food in between breaks and stuff.
You might not have eaten the food, but you definitely ate the fit.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my gosh. But no, because guys, I got a matcha from the Japanese store. And needless to say, someone must have mistook mine for theirs because it was gone after like 3 sips. And I was really distraught. But luckily, they gave me another one to make up for it. So that was actually really sweet, really kind. And yeah, honestly, there's just so much camaraderie between stalls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the stall leaders are generally the backbone of the multicultural day because without them and without the performance people,
really, what is Multicultural Day?
No, exactly. I feel like we underestimate how much work is put towards this day. Sure, it's just one day, but there's a lot of like organizing. Of course, it's a lot of fun too. It's not just like, you know, paperwork and things like that. But really, we just wanted to make it as efficient as we possibly could. And then, you know, these are students that are doing stuff like this, like even performances, which we'll get into. But yeah, like it's just students who have busy lives, exams, things like that. So while they're doing this on the sidelines, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty extraordinary, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you know, after interviewing the store leaders, I think it's important to also see how everybody else found the whole events of the day. Honestly, I think my biggest highlight was seeing the amount of babies that were just roaming the school.
Oh my god, yeah, no, babies, and there were people from the PNC were there. It was like very much like broader community. I really loved it. I thought like, oh my god, these people that aren't even students, you know what I mean? The spouses of the teachers were there as well. That was really cool to see. That's what Sadab's dad.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what's he doing here?
Yeah, I feel like it really goes to show just how much of an impact like our school has on the community and how much everybody's putting in to like show up for our like people and our students. But yeah, I loved the children, honestly. I got to interview Miss Shivers' daughter. She didn't have much to say, but she was adorable. I loved her so much. Yeah, I also got to interview Miss Al Rubai, our lovely year advisors. Let's hear what she has to say. Hi, Miss Al Rubai. Do you want to?
Hey, how's it going?
So how are you prepping for Multicultural Day right now, Miss?
Well, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't work on Fridays, but I came here because I know it's such an important day. It's probably the best day out of the year. So it was important for me to come support not just the year 11s, but every student trying to rep their culture. And it's just great, the diversity and the differences that you see around the school.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day, definitely. Do you want to give us a rundown on the fit real quick?
On the fit? Well, look, I'm not really wearing anything right now other than just a Palestine banner because that's somewhat part of my culture, and it's just important that we have a bit of representation of everything on Multicultural Day.
I agree. What are you looking forward to the most for this day?
Definitely it's 50-50 between food and the performances. Food, because it just slaps every year so good. And the performances, like, they top it every year. Every year gets more and more elaborate, so crazy, and I can't wait to see what happens this year.
Yeah, what stall are you looking forward to the most?
I can't say, because I'm going to... I don't want to show any favoritisms, but I go for a chicken biryani every year as one of the things that I choose, so definitely that.
Yeah, that's definitely a staple. Thank you, Miss.
Thank you. No, that's really interesting though, because yeah, I like what you said about like the wider community. I felt very much like a real festival, you know, like it had those carnival vibes with like, you know, so many people being there. It was just a really nice atmosphere, honestly. You know, I think like also just in combination with the stores, performances are just so loved by us, you know, genuinely. And I'm saying this as someone that was also in the Year 11 Girls dance performance this year as well as last year. But yeah, and these are performances that these students spend like months prepping for since I think the start of term one even. It's so highly anticipated.
I remember discussions for like performance groups began in the holidays and I was like, wow.
Performance groups, performance songs, like editing, everything. Honestly, just so, like, teamwork all around. This whole event is just so loved by Penrith, you know? And then, you know, the best part is seeing all the teacher cameos every single year. They just become more and more creative.
We eat it up every time. We love you, teachers.
Let's talk about Mr. O'Day. And you interviewed him, didn't you?
Oh, my God. I interviewed Mr. O'Day because I saw him, like, entering the hall, right? I had no idea he was going to go and do a performance that was literally mind-blowing. The course of my life has been changed.
It's like subtle foreshadowing.
Yeah, like you can really just see like the subtle foreshadowing as I'm interviewing Sir, and he's like being very vague about the fact that I might see him on stage. Imagine my shock when he does in fact come out on stage.
And also the crowd, the energy. I feel like, you know, I always see these dances really go viral on social media because, you know, like sometimes the year 12s will be posting their year 12 dance because it's 10 minutes long. It's huge. I'm so excited for that next year, by the way. But yeah, and it just goes viral and everyone's like, which school is this? This is incredible. It's like, it's such, honestly, it's kind of like marketing in a way. Like, yes, yeah, guys, like, come here.
Like, represent.
Represent. It's the best. So did you have a favorite performance, would you say? What's your personal? Think wisely.
Ooh. Ooh, I feel threatened because Shamila wasn't one of the performers.
Yeah.
I think there's a clear answer here. But I feel like all of them were really amazing. Like, I feel like the greater, like, diversity and all the talent as well. Because you got to see just, like, the talent between so many different cultural groups. And it was honestly spectacular. I can't pick a favorite, guys. Please.
No, and I find it interesting how differently the guys and the girls did it in comparison, their dancing styles and stuff. And I just think, I'm so excited for next year because we can combine those skills and those talents. It's going to be incredible, guys. Just keep out. Keep a lookout.
Yeah, watch out, guys. We're coming for the stage next year.
And also, let's shout out multimedia. I think when we think of performances, we think of that giant stand in the middle of the hall just recording all of them. We think of the sound desk at the back. Shout out. We have Snigdo, who was working on that with us in this room right now. Yeah, really proud of them. I mean, it's hard work, guys. And the distribution delegation of photos, cameras of the audience. And we had a lot of multimedia staff that were outside during the dances as well. So they missed the performances because they were doing their jobs, you know? And I missed Mr. O'Day's performance. So really, I only have Reet here to describe it for me.
Okay, I don't need to describe it for you. You can see it for yourself with this interview clip.
No, I'm getting like FOMO just looking at the photos. But honestly, it looks like such a vibe. And I just wish we could do this forever and ever.
Yeah, let's see what Mr. O'Day said.
Hi, Mr. O'Day. So I see this is your first multicultural day at our school. How are you finding things so far?
Well, it is good. I have heard some really good things about multicultural day. And being my first time, I am definitely looking forward to it.
What part do you think you're looking forward to the most?
Well, I've got plenty of tokens and hoping to spend them. I might check out some of the stalls. There's plenty to choose from. So,
definitely come check out the performances. They're always amazing every single year.
Oh, well, you may as well see me on stage. Let's wait and see.
Thank you, sir. Hi, Miss. Can you just introduce yourself real quick and then I'll start asking you questions.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mrs. Lakshman and I'm a science teacher. So I started teaching here since last year. So I'm really enjoying the school, yeah.
So the performances are right about to begin. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm super excited because this is my first multicultural day. Yeah, so I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
As it's your first multicultural day, what are you looking forward to the most right now?
Lots and lots of fun. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you. Hi, Jovian. So it seems that the recess rush has begun. So give us a little introduction on what store you're doing and just, yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, so my name's Jovian. I'm part of the Bengali store. We've got a lot of, you know, delicacies from our country. We got jamuri, we got chapati, we got cha, we got lamb tahari, and then we got, like, everybody's kind of, what everyone's skeptical about, the acai, you know. We think it'll be a banger, so for the people that are already here, they know how good it tastes. For the people that aren't, you'll find out.
Real? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my god, some of that choreography was like actually insane. I can't imagine having to learn that in just a few weeks, you know. But wow, let's see what these performers have to say after their dances. They must be exhausted.
So now, guys, I'm here with Rajat, the star of the show. How was the performances?
It was actually really good. We put a lot of effort into it. The group did great as a team as well.
Yeah, you guys were great. Anything else to add?
Not really.
Okay, thank you. Alright, hey guys, Arushi, you're back once more. Hasha, hello. We just got out of the performances. You guys were so good. I think I've genuinely lost my voice screaming for you. Mr. O'Day, oh my gosh, give us some insiders.
So Mr. O'Day's like part was completely unplanned. Like, we knew he was gonna come in, but we didn't know he was gonna go down. He didn't even tell us. Like, we were screaming and we were like, okay, let's just keep going.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's very surreal. I'm just so glad we could do all that Japanese class because it was such a close class and it felt good.
Yeah, you guys were amazing. I think I've like lost my voice, so if you hear me screaming in these interviews, yeah, because I can't hear myself. But yeah, you guys were amazing. Mr. O'Day was amazing. Like, oh my gosh.
Thank you. I can't wait for the girls' performance as well.
Yeah. Stay tuned to see me back again. Yeah, trust. I wish she's making a third appearance, guys. Thank you. Okay, we're back with Miss Lack, and oh my gosh, those performances were amazing. We were not expecting you to be there. How was it?
Oh, thank you. It was really good. The boys just asked me to do a dance like 2 days before the actual performance. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, you guys looked amazing. I never expected a multicultural sure to be this awesome. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, miss. It was amazing. You looked so good. Oh, and by the way, your sari is so pretty.
Thank you
so much, miss. The dances were amazing. So what did you think of your first multicultural day here?
Just, I never expected this to be this beautiful. So what I'm planning to do next year, probably I get older, but I really don't care. I'm going to just do something better than Mr. Dos Santos.
Oh hell yeah. You should be in our year 12 performances.
Yes, I am going to do better than every other teacher. That's my goal.
That's the spirit, miss. Thank you.
So now we're about to begin the second wave of stalls with the lunch events. Also, guys, sincerest apologies for screaming in your ear this entire episode. I basically went deaf after the performances from screaming so loudly. So, yeah, I couldn't hear my own voice. So now you all just have to put up with me forcing you to hear my voice now. But anyways, yeah, apologies for that. But yeah, let's get into what some of the stall leaders are feeling like before the second wave of stalls.
All right, Zarif. It's almost the start of lunch, second wave of food stall management. How's things going?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been trying to do stuff. I've been helping a lot. It's going good. We sold out a lot. Yeah, it's an interesting experience because this is my first time. Yeah, I have my favorite Bengali fellow here, Ayan.
Ayan, shout out.
Yo, thanks.
Do you want to say anything about the Bengali stall? How are things going?
Not too bad. As a transfer, this is a great experience.
Oh, so this is your first multicultural day so far?
Yeah, Bennett, yeah.
How's it going? Like, how are you enjoying? Have you seen any of the performances yet?
Yeah, some. Pretty good. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yes. Cool. Yeah. Thank you. All right, now we're getting a special appearance from the one and only Shamila, our other co-host, and then Naz as well, our best friend. I love you, Naz. Hello, shout out. But now that recess is over, you guys are packing up the Bengali stall. How's it going? How's everything going?
It's a train wreck. It's like, no, it's great, but it's so overwhelming. Like, there was no time to eat, like, no time to do anything. It's a whole, like, you underestimate how demanding the whole situation is. But it's a lot of effort, but I think it'll be rewarding at the end of the day.
Yeah, it definitely paid off, right?
It's very busy, kind of hectic, and we're kind of lacking time for everything. But it's all worth it because we get to see the smiles on everyone's faces after they get our food.
Go Bengali store!
Yeah, represent! But someone stole my matcha, and whoever it was that stole my matcha, I hope you sleep well at night.
Yeah, beware, she's coming for you. But yeah, thanks guys.
So we talked a lot about like the backbone of Reed. Reed's doing a silly dance. But we talked a lot about the backbone of this incredible day. So it wouldn't be fair to go without mentioning the lovely SRC, who actually emceed all the performances. They came around. Chavi, SRC president, was sweet enough to, you know, stroll around, do some rounds, and ask if anyone needed help. And actually, honestly, yeah, I think I did ask for a lot of help from the SRC in the beginning with prepping for stores. And they were really accommodating, really nice. So yeah, thanks to them. So let's hear from them now.
Chavi, what's up? Our MC of this multicultural day.
Do you have yes for recess?
Woo. Yes. Are you not MCing for lunch?
No, we have two other SRCs MCing at lunch.
Okay. So how was recess's performances? They were great. Yeah.
They were insane, and the crowd was so loud. Like, I could not hear anything. I think AJ did an amazing job MCing because I don't know how he heard anything. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think I genuinely am losing my voice. Yeah. Like, if you hear me screaming, that's why. Do you want to... Hello, AJ, our other MC of recess. Do you have anything you want to add about how recess went and how the performances were? Anything about your duties?
No, it went very smoothly. Everyone did their job well. Thank you to all of the performers for performing, doing such a great dance. Every year it gets better and better. And thank you to the audience for being so great and watching the performances.
Yes, thank you, guys. Hey.
All right, let's see how this second wave of lunch performances go. I keep saying that, second wave. I don't know. But yeah.
As if it's like a language movement or something.
Yeah, this is the movement, guys. But yeah, these performances were the most anticipated. The lovely Year 11 girls were performing at lunch, and so was the highly anticipated and the biggest dance of the year, the Year 12 dances. So let's see how these performances go.
All right, hey Zainab, give us a little introduction. And I see you guys just finished your Year 12 Multicultural Day dance. So how was it being the last Multicultural Day here at Penrith?
It was so fun. Oh my God, it felt like it didn't even happen. Like, usually when you do a performance, you're like really scared, but it went so fast. I didn't even realize it happened. It was so fun.
Yeah, you guys were genuinely amazing. Like, the poem performances, everybody was screaming. I think I've genuinely lost my voice now. I've probably said this like 10 times in all of the interviews. But yeah, you guys are amazing. So.
Thank you so much. Bro, I lost my voice cheering for my friends.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
All right, so sadly, this does in fact bring us to a close of this marvelous recounting of the most anticipated day of the year.
It's just a day we're going to look back on fondly and just hopefully come back bigger and better next year.
Well, that's a wrap on this episode. Thank you so, so much for listening to the Penrith Perception Podcast. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Happy Multicultural Day!
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the multimedia team. To support us, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at the Penrith Perception for more news, behind-the-scenes material, and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is executive produced by Shamila Faisal, Reet Kanda, and Dimity Skardanis. Mixed and edited by Snigdha Nishani, Sachika Chakraborty, and Jasmine Sohi. Scripted by Marlena Hanna and Studi Biswas. Graphic design by Abhi Chi and Mariam Ahmed. Music composed by Preetam Telugu.